There are lots of side events taking place outside UN headquarters. One of them was the Youth Summit, sponsored by the MISC Foundation, which was founded by the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia. According to a special UN report, there's credible evidence the Crown Prince was responsible for the murder of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. And as the world's Shireen Jafari reports from New York, the Youth Summit has turned into one of the most controversial side events so far.
The event was so secret that the organizers didn't even tell me where it was taking place. Maybe because they'd learned their lesson. Earlier this month, when they announced the New York Public Library as the venue, human rights activists were up in arms. 7,500 people signed a petition pressuring the library to drop the event. The activists got their wish. The library canceled, and some of the speakers dropped out. On Monday, just a few hours before the Youth Forum was about to start at a new location, I finally got an email with an address. Broadway, 2 blocks from the World Trade Center, steps from the 9/11 Memorial. Inside the venue, about 200 people, mostly young and very stylish, stood chatting away. The Youth Forum was originally scheduled to be co-hosted by the UN's Youth Envoy, but she also dropped out at the last minute. The description for the forum included buzzwords like entrepreneurship, empowerment, sustainable development.
So I'm here representing my organization and also as an individual myself.
Omituko Abolaji is from Nigeria, but has been living in Washington, D.C. since January.
Back home in Nigeria, I work with young entrepreneurs, including agriculture, tech.
His goal, he says, is to connect with other entrepreneurs, learn new ideas, and to take those ideas back home. But this Saudi-sponsored forum is taking place just days before the anniversary of the murder of Jamal Khashoggi. And the CIA and UN officials have concluded that high-ranking members of the Saudi government were responsible for his death. So I ask Abolaji about concerns that the Saudi government is using events like this one, sponsored by the Crown Prince's personal charity, to deflect attention.
There's no perfect country and there's no perfect system. So we have to be accommodating and tolerant.
One thing is clear about the MISC Foundation. It has money to put on a big show.
Please help me welcome actor, musician, entrepreneur, and UN Environment Goodwill Ambassador, Adrien Grenier.
Actor Adrien Grenier showed up promoting his ocean conservation initiative, Lonely Whale.
Inspired by a real whale who's struggling to communicate with other whales of his kind.
Business leaders from France, Brazil and Canada also gave presentations. Agnes Calamar, the UN expert who investigated the murder of Khashoggi, says she's concerned that for some people, it's business as usual when it comes to dealing with Saudi Arabia.
The lack of commitment to hold Saudi Arabia to account, coupled with the commitment to continue political and financial relationship with Saudi Arabia, is sending an extremely wrong message. That message is, if you have the financial might, then you can do more or less whatever you want.
For Shaima Hamiduddin, executive manager of the MISC Global Forum, yesterday's event was a big success.
Nothing stands in our way when it comes to youth empowerment. Like any initiative, we come across challenges. We always find a way to overcome these challenges and make sure we're serving.
But does she understand the concerns raised by Calamar and other human rights advocates?
Honestly, I don't quite understand because we're doing so much good. We've impacted 900,000 young people.
She goes on to list all the different initiatives the foundation is involved in. But Sanjeev Berry also views the event as a success.
This is an important moment for us.
Berry is with Freedom Forward, the group that started the petition that led to the cancellation of the event at the New York Public Library.
Even though the Saudi dictatorship still technically had an event in New York, it was an event that was a far cry from what they intended. Multiple speakers dropped out, and they were even dropped by the United Nations itself.
Berry and Calamar say they will continue their efforts to hold Saudi Arabia accountable for human rights violations. At a time when some celebrities, influential figures, and governments have decided to look the other way. For The World, Shireen Jafari, New York.